Sun-bleached houses of Shinmachi line one end of Hilo Bay like crooked teeth. Sampans creak and mar the stillness of this unsuspecting fishing village. But soon, seabirds take flight, lecture their premonitions, groups of silence spring to attention. Curious, we bite into the porch railing with our bellies and watch the tide recede. Sleep-loosened hair caresses our faces, the morning air. We hear a rumble far off. Something's coming in. And before we know it, a tsunami has us walled in. The warnings come too late. We children are hurriedly piggybacked by Aunt Miyoko and Mother. Father rushes out to start his Mado tea. Namu Amida Butsu. Mother puts her hands together in gassho. Water curls above us like a tongue lashing. It breaks apart the house. The kitchen tansu crashes with mother's wedding china. We lose sight of grandmother. We head out for the car, but we never make it. We all link hands, reminded to breathe deeply, warned to never let go. We all go under. The wave's force shoves us this way and that. Our Mikineko drowns, clawing the last shriek of the house. Things sink in this widening mouth of water, foraging for the young and old, those weak on their feet or in their will. Life burdens us. It seems easier to give up and die. But when air bursts into our lungs, we grow hopeful. We cling to things we can grasp. We float with debris and bodies whose whitened and astonished faces all look familiar. We retch and gasp. The tsunami tries three times to gulp us into the mouth of its watery womb. Exhausted, finally, the water subsides and ebbs once more, mindful only of the moon. The aftermath leaves people dazed and horrified. Flies come in hordes to taste death. People come to claim the bloated bodies of relatives and friends. Scavenger crabs run about, picking at flesh, delighting in this new abundance, while people collapse in the solemn stench of putting things to right.